谢你。
我们彼此感谢。
We thank each other.
Ah, 在几个星期以前呢，有一个 rumor， 就是说有一个从武汉来的人感染了三个休斯顿的人。
So several weeks ago, there was a rumor that someone came from Wuhan and whoever the person is infected three people in Houston.
那这个 rumor 呢就引起一定的恐慌。
So this rumor caused a state of panic.
啊，以致这个议员 Al Green 他都要出来辟谣。
So much so that even the congressman Al Green he had to come out and refute. The rumor.
然后他说我们没有必要被这些流言这些 rumor 搞得我们很恐慌。
He said that there's no need to stoke any looming fears over this rumor of this.
那看了这个新闻以后呢，我就想起了我们中国人有一种药。
So when I see this news, let me think about a pill that we Chinese have.
就叫做定心丸。
It's a calming pill.
我查了一下，还真有这种药。
I looked it up, and there really is such a pill.
哎呀，我这个吃进去有没有效呢？我看了一下，好像不是很对啊。
I just thought, oh, is this effective? I look at it, it doesn't look very credible.
它是治这个心悸啊。
Actually, it's to treat your cardiac muscle.
那我们对抗这种外部的恐慌呢？我们还是要回到神的话语里面来。
So for us, that we in order to resist this kind of a panic from without, then we need to come back to God's word.
那我就今天选了几节的经文，试图从这用神的话语。作为我们的定心丸。
So today I chose a few Bible verses and use God's word as our calming pill.
那既然把它当成定心丸，那我也不妨从药的角度来看一看这几节经文。
Since called calming pill, why don't we look at it from perspective of a drug or medicine?
那它的有效成分呢是在15-16节。
So its active component is from verses 15-16.
它的适用症状是在17节上半段。
Its intended use is recorded in verse 17.
它的作用机理是在17节下半段，还有18节。
And its mechanism of action is recorded in verse 17-18.
那为了更好的解释了，我先看一种真的药。
So in order to explain this better, I'm going to show you a real kind of medicine.
这种药是很久了哈，几十年了已经。
This drug is an old one. It's been several decades.
现在还有卖，就叫做 Zantac.
It's still for sale. It's called Zantac.
它的有效成分就是这个分子结构。
So this is its active component.
那它的适用症状呢，就是由于胃酸过多引起的溃疡。
So it's intended use to treat ulcers in the stomach and intestines.
它的作用机理就是因为它可以抵抗胃里面的那个 H2 受体，因而呢可以抑制胃酸的分泌。
So its mechanism of action is that it's able to competitively antagonize the histamine effect of the H2 receptors in the stomach.
那好，我们进入到神的话语。
So let's go to God's word.
有效成分。
Active component.
这里呢，刚才已经念过了，有前两节的经文。
So we already read the two verses previously.
大家留意看的话呢，发现前面这两节的经文呢，后面的部分非常的相近。
Oh, we see that if these two verses in the end of these two verses are very similar.
十五节就是神在他里面，他在神里面。
In verse 15, it says, God lives in him and he in God.
十六节就反过来就是他在神里面，神在他里面。
So in verse 16, it's reversed. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him.
那既然后面这么相似，我们就看看前面第十五节是认耶稣为神的儿子。
So since it's so similar, let's look at the first part of these two verses, and that is acknowledge Jesus.
那十六节的前半部分，他说我们知道这种爱，也信靠这种爱。
So still in the first part of verse 16, and so we know.
那我们就可以参考这一个数学的公式。
So let's look at this mathematical equation.
当然了，神的话语是不能用数学公式来算的，但是我们可以参考它。
I mean, we can't use we use mathematical equation to understand God's word, but we can look at it as a kind of a reference.
当我们看见这样的 ACBC 的结构的时候，我们要注意 A 和 B。
When we see this AC and then over BC, this kind of equation, we need to look at the component of A and B. Sorry.
我们来看哈，就是十五节了，他是说承认耶稣，然后在他里面，在神里面。
So in verse 15, we says that if anyone acknowledge Jesus.
那十六节呢，讲的就是知道信靠这种爱，然后在神里面，在他里面。
And verse 16 talk about knowing, relying on God and His love.
既然后面的结构是这样哈，作者其实就是这两节经文是有逻辑关系的，他的逻辑关系就是从第十五节我们可以进入到第十六节。
There's kind of logical relationship between these verses, if you will see verse 15, between 15 and 16.
那这个就是我们刚才说的有效成分。
In that you acknowledge Jesus and you know and rely on His love, and this is the active ingredient.
我们要抵抗外部的恐慌，我们凭借着什么？我们凭借着，因为我们认识耶稣，我们知道他的爱，也信靠他的爱。
So in order to resist all these panic from our panic, how we need to know that Jesus, he is the one that we need to rely on his love.
那当然了，只要用一个字来形容的话，那就是爱。
If we were to describe it with one word, that would be love.
我们知道哈，爱不要说是从神而来的爱，就是人的爱，在某种程度上也能够抵抗恐惧。
We know that this word love, not just love from God, but just ordinary love from people, men, humans, is able to defeat fear.
那在中国历史上有一个非常有名的人，这个人叫做文天祥。
There's this very famous person in Chinese history. His name is Mr. 文天祥。
他是南宋末年的宰相。
He was a prime minister of the latter period of the Song Dynasty.
他被蒙古人俘虏了。
He was captured by the Mongolian.
当时的皇帝是元世祖忽必烈。
The Mongolian ruler at the time was Kublai Khan.
忽必烈非常喜欢他，他说：“你只要投降，你原来不是当宰相吗？我让你在元朝当宰相。”
Kublai Khan really liked him. He said to Mr. Wen that if you're willing to surrender, I'll let you be my prime minister in my dynasty, Yuan Dynasty.
但是他拒绝了。
However, he turned it down.
但是元世祖还是很喜欢他，他就跟元世祖说，他说你要是这么喜欢我，你可以帮我做一件事。
So Yuan Shijie, he is the progenitor of the Yuan dynasty. He really still liked this prime minister so much. He said, "What is it I need to do to so that you can surrender?" And then Mr. Wen says, "You can do one thing for me."
他说："那请你把我杀了。"And
that is, please kill me.
啊，元素祖就没办法了，就把他杀了。在死之前，他写了一首词。
So Kublai Khan, the progenitor of the Yuan dynasty, he had no choice but fulfill his Mr. Yuan's will, and he had to execute him. But before he was executed, Mr. Yuan wrote these verses.
这个词后来就拿给元世祖看，元世祖一看，他就说这个人太可惜了，他要是被我所用就好了。
After execution, people brought these verses that he wrote to Kublai Khan, and he read it, and he was very sad, and he said, "Oh, what a pity! He would have been if only he could have worked for me."
啊，我们看看这首词。
Let's look at what he wrote.
他说："孔曰成人，孟曰取义，唯其义尽，所以仁之。
Confucius calls what I am going to do love. Mencius calls it righteousness. Love is not manifested until all righteous things are done."
啊，他是说他因为对这个国家的爱啊，他所以呢，他说什么是仁和义，他们之间的关系是什么呢？仁和义的关系就是当所有的对的事情就是义。已经做完的时候，这个人才能够彰显出来。
So what's the relationship between love and righteousness, according to him? Love and righteousness is when you did everything that is right, everything in your capacity to do that is right. Then that is when love is revealed.
人就是爱了哈。
Because people, we are love.
你看，他对国家的爱都让他可以不惧怕死亡的恐惧。
Because he loved his country so much, he was not afraid to die.
那我们的爱更加高级哈，我们的爱是从神而来的爱，应该可以足以让我们抵抗这种外部变化引起的恐惧。
Let alone our kind of love is even a higher love. It's a love from God. And this kind of love enables us to defeat all fear.
那好，我们再来看一看，它适不适用我们这种的恐惧呢？
Let's look at the intended use. Is it suitable to treat our panic?
表面看来好像不是很对。
So on the surface, it looked like, doesn't look right.
因为他说的这个无惧啊，原来是在审判的日子，不害怕。
Because this kind of confidence in verse 17 talk about, it's referring to the day of judgment, seem to.
那这个原来这种爱，只是在审判的日子，我们不害怕，是这样吗？
Is love only for the time of judgment, so we would be confident during that time?
但是其实不是的，我下面跟大家解释一下。
Actually, it's not. I will explain this.
这个坦然无惧这几个字哈，它的翻译，它的这个直接的意思就是有勇气，开诚布公，不拐弯抹角。
So this word "have confidence" in its original word have the meaning of bravely, openly, clearly, or not beating about the bush.
啊，它其实并没有惧怕的意思在里面。
It had no meaning of fear.
啊，它只是说，因为我知道这个审判官他就是神，他这样爱我，所以到了那一天，我就在他面前很公开了，很开诚布公了，就是这个意思。
The meaning is that I know that this judge who is God, he loves me so much that when on that day of judgment, I will be able to come before him bravely with no fear.
那为了解释清楚，我就找了另外一节经文，也有同样这个字的经文。
So in order to explain this better, I found another verse.
啊，就是在约翰福音十六章，门徒跟耶稣说的话。
In John 16:25, when Jesus spoke to his disciples.
因为当时耶稣就是刚刚过了最后的晚餐，耶稣知道他的时间不多了，所以就赶紧跟门徒说了很多的话。
Because this was, Jesus spoke these after the Last Supper, and he knew that he didn't have much time left on earth, so he had to say a lot of things to his disciples.
所以门徒就说：“你如今是明说了，不再用比喻。”
And then Jesus' disciples said to him, "Now you're speaking clearly and without figure of speech."
啊，所以就是这个名字，就是跟上面坦然无惧是同一个字。
This word clearly is the same as that word have confidence.
那至于这个经文说到的恐惧了，是在下一节的经文。
So this fear that this verse talking about, it's in the next verse.
它出现了四次。
And the word fear appeared four times.
那我又找了另外一节经文，是跟它有同一个字。
And I found another Bible verse that have the same word fear or afraid.
就是那些看守耶稣的坟墓的那些兵丁啊，到了耶稣复活的那天，看见天使的时候，他吓得浑身乱抖。
It was when the guards were so afraid of the angel that appeared to them after Jesus resurrected that they became like dead men.
那所以我们看见这个惧怕就是我们想说的那种惧怕。
So it's that kind of fear we're talking about.
那作者的意思呢是非常清楚，他是从神的爱就讲到了那一天很坦然。
So the author's meaning is very clear. Talking about God's love, it is His love that enables us to have confidence on that day, on the day of judgment.
但是他没有停在那里，他说，在世上其实也因着到那天审判的那一天坦然无惧，所以到了我们平时日常的日子，我们也不会有惧怕。
However, he didn't just stop there. He went on further to say that it also makes us fearless while we're still living in this world.
持有这种观点的神学家有好些。
So to have this kind of point of view, actually there are many theologians, many Bible scholars that have this too.
他们都从不同的角度就说明这个爱了可以用于我们日常生活里面外部环境引起的我们的一些的惧怕。
So from different perspective, they describe that how we can love, face fear with love, because fear has nothing to do with love.
那好了，我们现在有了有效成分，就是神的爱，我们也知道对我们的正，那么下面我们要搞清楚一个它怎么样作用的呢？
So now we have the active component and we know the intended use. Let's look at the mechanism of action of God's word, these verses.
这里爱里没有惧怕了，这有一个翻译也要解释一下。
So in verse 18, there's need to explain that there's no fear in love.
他原来的意思是惧怕不在爱里面。
So the original meaning is that fear is not in love.
所以反过来翻译，爱里没有惧怕也是对的。
So to translate it, there is no fear in love, that is correct.
原来他是这样，他是这个爱一直都不在惧怕里面，所以当你这个惧怕慢慢慢慢慢慢长大，长到大你充满的时候，这个爱长到充满的时候，这个惧怕就跑到外面去了。
You see, fear is never in love, and when you have, but then we're not perfect. So when you become more and more mature in love, then fear disappears.
那当然哈，这里还是没有回答我们的问题。那 到底如何爱能够让我们没有惧怕呢？
The student didn't answer a question. How can love help us to not have fear?
我们原来是在这节经文里面。
It's in this verse 17.
因为他如何，我们在世上也如何。
Because in this world, we are like him.
他如何？
We are like him.
在耶稣到了上十字架的前一天晚上，他带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来。这是马可福音第十四章。
So, Jesus, the night eve before he had to go to the cross, he took Peter, James, and John with him to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he became deeply distressed. Recorded in Mark.
中文就翻译成惊恐，英文就是 distressed.
Yeah. In English, says translation is deeply distressed.
耶稣他知道第二天他就要上十字架。
Because Jesus knew that the next day he would have to go to the cross.
有两样事情是他按照他的本性他不愿意去做的。
There are two things according to his nature he was not willing to do.
第一样就是到了第二天他知道他要跟神暂时的分开，这是他从来没有做过。他也不愿意去这样做。
First thing he knew he had to do was that he would have to be temporarily separated from God the Father. This was something he had never happened to him. He had never been separated from God the Father. It was something he did not want to do.
另外一样就是，到了第二天，他知道人类的罪就要跟他在一起了，所以他不按照他的本性，他也不愿意这样做，因为他从来就没有沾染过罪。
And the second thing he knew he had to do was that he would have to take on all the sin of the world unto himself. And that was something he was not willing to do and not according to his nature.
所以他心里面其实非常的挣扎。
So he was really struggling and deep inside his heart.
所以呢他就来回走了几次要看他的门徒醒了没有。
So he walked back and forth several times to see if his disciples were awake.
终于他就爱既完全就把惧怕出去。
In the end, perfect love drove out fear.
因为他对人类的爱是如此的大，所以他就暂时 把那两样他不愿意做的事情就放到考虑的范围以外了。
Because his love for mankind was so great that he was willing to not even consider those two things that he did not want to do. He just cast them out.
耶稣是基督徒的主啊。
Jesus is our Lord, if we are Christians.
我们的主尚且在世的日子，他面临这么大的这个一种的挣扎。
Even our Lord, while he was still on earth, he encountered such struggle himself.
在我看来呢，耶稣的一生最困难的时候，不是在十字架，而是在客西马尼园。
In my view, I think that the most difficult time for Jesus was not when he was on the cross, it was when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们作为主的门徒，主的门徒，我们跟随主，我们是不可以免于心里面的挣扎这一个过程。
We as Christian, we are following Jesus. It's inevitable that we also face struggle within ourselves.
我们背着我们的十字架走主的道路的时候，我们也经历主所经历过的。
When we pick up our cross and follow Jesus, we also experience the kind of struggle Jesus experienced.
所以刚才就说啊，我们在世的日子会像我们的主。
That's why it says in that verse, when we are like him while we are on earth.
那大家就问了，你的这种定心丸。有没有经过 这个药理上面的测试啊。
And then maybe people will ask, well, your calming pill, has it been tested?
有。
It has.
在武汉封城的前十个八个小时，有几百万的武汉人跑到外地去了。
Before the city of Wuhan was closed off, there were several million Wuhan inhabitants left the city.
他们跑到外面去，到处都不受欢迎。
Wherever they went, they were not welcomed.
已经买了房子的小区不让他进去。
Even if they had a house that they had bought in a small neighborhood, they were not allowed to go to their own house.
租房子的房东不再租给他们住。
And those who used to have landlord renting to them were not willing to rent to them anymore.
他们想去住旅店，人家一看身份证是武汉来的，也不让他们去住。
And they wanted to go live in the hotel, but when the hotel owner see, oh, their ID from Wuhan, nope, you can't stay here.
甚至了，有一辆车，他的车牌是武汉的车牌，结果他在两省之间，两边都不让进，他就卡在中间了。
Even there was a person who was driving a car with the Wuhan license plate, and they were not allowed to enter either province. Just caught, you know, have to stay on the border line.
当武汉人到处不受欢迎的时候
，When Wuhan inhabitants were not welcome anywhere,
有一群人却欢迎他们。
There was this group of people who welcomed them.
这是一个群啊，它上面说恳请转发。
So this is a group, okay, and it says please forward this to the people of Wuhan.
亲爱的武汉同胞们，如果你们在外地被赶或被拒绝入住，请扫码进入下面的群。
Dear compatriots in Wuhan, if you are kicked out or denied a place to stay, please scan the code to enter the following group.
这是全国各地的基督徒共建的爱心回家群。
These are groups of loving Christians who are willing to open up their homes to the Wuhan compatriots.
他们愿意为你提供无偿的住处，上帝祝福你们。
They are willing to provide you with free accommodation. God bless you.
不单是北京的，还有全国各地的各个省份。
Not just in Beijing, but all over China.
这些基督徒，他把从来不认识的武汉人接到他们家里面去住的时候，你说他们会不会害怕？
These group of Christians who are willing to open their homes to receive these Wuhan compatriots into their home, do you think that they have some fear?
我认为他们是有一点点害怕的。
I think they do.
但是他们同时知道，在这么困难的时候，正是他们出来做见证的时候。
However, they knew it was at this time that they need to be a testimony to these people.
这些走投无路的武汉人，当他们看见原来是基督徒张开双臂去欢迎他们的时候，你说他们能不能在当中看见神的形象？
These hopeless Wuhan people with no place to go, when they see these Christians welcoming their arms and welcoming their home, do you think that they see Christ's love in them?
爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
Yeah, love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear.
一段时间以来了，教会的出席率都不高。
Recently, our church attendance has been very low.
不光是我们教会我打电话到达拉斯的几个教会，他们的出席率也只有平常的三分之二。
Not just our church, but I called the churches in Dallas, that their attendance also lowered.Down to one third.
我们要理解那些家里面有老人、小孩或者有病人的那些家庭。
We need to understand those families who do have elderly and have young children in their homes.
假如他们出于慎重的考虑，暂时不来到教会，我们也要充分的理解关怀，我们要打电话去问候他们。
We know that they gravely consider all these, and we need to be caring for them, and maybe call them and see how they're doing.
对于那些来到我们当中的基督徒，我们也非常的感谢神。
So, but we need to thank God for all those Christians willing to come to church.
因为来到当中聚会，在这种的氛围底下，你说一点点的危险都没有，那也不对的，那也是有一点点危险。
To say that there is no danger whatsoever to come here and worship during this time when there's all these viruses going around, there is an element of risk involved.
教会在做了很多的评估，三个长老做了很多的评估，觉得我们可以在这种情况下，我们以这种方式来聚会，教会也是通过考虑才做出的决定。
So yeah, it was through three elders who, after a lot of consideration, have made the decision that we are going to have a fellowship and we're going to continue to have worship.
我们来到当中聚会，让我们的教会继续的运作，本身就是侍奉神。
When we come to church and we serve Him, and we are coming here, we are worshiping Him.
那假如我们要有一点点觉得危险，或者觉得有一点点冒险，我们也知道这是我们侍奉神，是作为我们是基督徒我们的责任的一部分。
And we know that there's risk involved, and we know that this is part of being a Christian, that there is some risk.
那么大家就会问，那我们来到当中，那神会不会保守我们呢？
Then maybe we would ask.If we come to God to here to worship God, will God protect us?
那当然会。
Of course.
圣经里面说了，我们头发都是被神数过的。
The Bible says even the very hairs of your head are numbered.
因为我想让神的工作容易一些，所以我少了一些头发。
I want to make God's word easier, so I have fewer hair for Him to count.
当然开玩笑了哈。
Just joking.
我们的头发都是神数过的。
See, the very hair on our head is numbered.
神会保守我们，尤其当我们为神做见证的时候，神会有特别的保护跟随我们。
God will protect us. He has His special protection over us.
我们有太多这样的例子，我们不怀疑神对我们的爱。
There's just so many testimonies that we don't doubt God's love and His protection.
但是是不是说因为我们替神做见证，那么我们就一定没有问题呢？
However, does it mean that because we are testimony for God, that means nothing bad will happen to us? Or
那感谢神了，今天我们的主日学刚好就讲到但以理书第三章。
Praise God! Today in the book of Sunday school we talked about Daniel chapter 3.
但以理的三个同伴，因为他不愿意拜那个金像，所以那个王要把他扔到火窑里面去。
The three companions of Daniel.Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were not willing to bow down to the golden statue that the king Nebuchadnezzar made. So the king wanted to throw them into the fiery furnace.
然后他们说，王啊，我们知道我们的神会救我们脱离你的手。
They said, O king, the God we serve is able to save us.From the blazing furnace.
既或不然，我也不拜。
But even if he does not, we want you to know we will not bow down, serve your gods.
这既或不然几个字非常的重要。
So these words, even if he does not, is very important.
大家想象一下，假如神给每一个人发一件铁布衫。
Think about it. If God hand each one of us a metal armor,
发一个金钟罩
and a golden mask,
让我们出去百毒不侵。
So that no disease will penetrate us.
那我们的见证也就失去了效力了。
Will we be effective in our testimony?
见证之所以是见证，那是因为我们要付出的。
Testimony is because we are willing to sacrifice, to take risk.
所以既或不然这几个字是不可以少的。
So we cannot lack these words, even if he does not.
神也允许这种事情发生，那就是因为让我们在世上更好地替他做见证。
God sometimes let these things happen so that we can be better testimony on earth.
那我们还是回到原来上一次啊，我上一次一月五号讲到的那一句话那里。
So let's go back to what I spoke of in January, that verse.
我们到了什么地步，就照着什么地步来行。
So only let us live up to what we have already attained.
如果我们觉得啊，我们在家里面比较安全，那么在家里面，我们为你感谢神。
If we feel that we're more safe at home, then we thank God for you.
如果我们觉得来到教会，我们是为神做见证，我愿意摆上冒一点点险，我们也为你感谢神。
And if you feel that you want to come to church and it's going to be taking some risk, we also thank God for you.
无论来不来，但是我们要记住神话语里面的应许。
Whether you come or you don't come, we need to remember God's promise in His word.
我们也要知道神的话语给我们的能力、力量，还有给我们的勇气。
We need to know the strength and the courage, the power that God's word gives us.
那到了最后，我们一起来再念一次这一节经文。
So let's read this verse again.
起。
There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear.
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，慈悲的天父，谢谢你，是你的话语给我们勇气还有力量，也是主耶稣的榜样，给我们有一个跟随的这么一个榜样，让我们能够在世上的时候，我们知道我们的主他是如何战胜这个世界的，我们也跟随这个主，我们也知道我们也能胜这个世界，因为耶稣对我们说，你们可以放心，我已经胜了这个世界。主啊，就求你用你的话语刚强我们，让我们在跟随你的时候，我们没有惧怕，在这个世界上无论是瘟疫，无论是各种各样的灾难，都让我们基督徒能够在这个世界为你做美好的见证。也求你保守我们教会的弟兄姐妹，在你的话语里面我们学习，我们出来实践，我们行出一个没有惧怕，活出一个没有惧怕的生活出来。主，我们谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣圣名， Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们唱一首回应诗歌。